Hey, what's up? It's your girl Lini, and I'm back with another podcast for you guys. But before we get started, I just want you to do me a favor. Leave a comment, follow me on Podomatic. I'm new to this, and I would love any feedback that you guys give me, whether it's positive or negative, it doesn't matter. It's something. Also, send me an email if you want something in the show. If you have a story that you wouldn't mind me saying anonymously over the air, topics that you want me to address, or any questions, feel free and I'll answer them right here. The email that you send it to is asksex1989@yahoo.com. It's asksex1989. Okay? So, let's jump right into this. This is a topic that is very dear to me. This is something that I enjoy. This is something that I have a lot of information on, personal experience on, and I use this part of me a lot. Let's just get into it. It's pussy. I love my pussy. I enjoy it. I enjoy getting it licked, fucked, played with. I enjoy playing with it. It's just a part of life, and it's something that a lot of people may not feel comfortable talking about, but I'm 110% comfortable with talking about this with you guys. So, my first video was about sucking dick and basically my 9 tips for it and what you should do and just like little kinks and tweaks on stuff. So, ladies, don't think that I forgot about you or left you out. I didn't. I just wanted to get the men out the way so now we can focus on our lady parts. So, this is for anyone. This is for same-sex couples or, you know, heterosexual couple, man and woman, you know? So, just jumping into this. Men, when you're given oral sex, I know that these are basic things, but I just want to go over it just for those who've never done it and maybe thinking about doing it. And I know that some of this may be common sense, but it's not to everyone, and that's okay. As long as you're willing to learn and willing to please, I will help you please. So, you do not put your teeth anywhere on our pussies. Anywhere. Lick, use your tongue, spit, everything like that is something that you should do as a man or as a female. Now, my most sensitive part on me, which I'm sure is with most women, is your clit. I love when a guy pulls my clitoris back and just licks it. It drives me crazy. It drives me up the wall. I will pull bananas. It makes me come multiple times. Yes, I am a multiple orgasm. Like, I come more than once. And I love that about me because not a lot of women can do that. They're more intense as they go along. So, and it gets more sensitive, but the more sensitive it is, the better. Oh, licking her clitoral part, sticking fingers in, using vibrators, the little bullets that you put on your finger. Those are things that I genuinely love. Get in there, you know, put your fingers inside of her, swirl them around, you know, get a little bullet, put it on the tip of your finger and just shove it in there. I love that. That would be something that I'm sure that she would love as well. Also, you know, if she grabs the back of your head while you're eating her pussy, push your face all the way in there. Go at it. That means that she's enjoying it. She's liking what you're doing and continue to do that. In my previous video, just like I said, if she's giving you the don't stop, oh my god, yeah, this feels so good, don't stop doing that. Because you're going to ruin the moment and she's not going to come. That's what you want. You want her to come for you. That, to me, is the ultimate. When the guy wants you to come for him and he is all about making you come. That, to me, like I said, is the best feeling ever. Also, for those guys who are kind of scared of eating pussy because, you know, some guys aren't too keen on taste, throw all of those bullshit myths out of the window when it says that if she eats pineapples and drinks pineapple juice, her pussy will taste better. That's not true, and that will not happen. You know why? She will need to eat 1 million pineapples in one day just for it to start to taste a little better. So here's a more realistic way. Have her drink water for an entire week. no milk, no juice, no soda, nothing but water for an entire week. At the end of that week, when you eat her pussy, which you better do it right because she deserves it, her pussy juices will taste like nothing. I'm telling you, because that's exactly how mine is. Drink water, taste, listen. Women, if you want to taste your own pussy, you drink water for a week and then clean your pussy, make yourself come, lick your juices. It's your body, it's your pussy, it's you. So you take advantage of that and explore it and look at it. I look at my pussy every day. I look on the inside, I feel it, just because I want to make sure that whatever's there is staying there. And if something new is there, I'll be, you know, more than knowing, because I'm like, you know what, that wasn't there a while ago. So you just do that, okay? Taste your own pussy juices. Most likely, it'll taste like nothing. Option number two is to douche. You can use those summer eve douches, particularly the vinegar ones. You use vinegar douche, and then after that's done, you fill it back up with regular water, douche again, stick your fingers in, taste yourself, and it will taste like water. That's what you want. Also, this is another question. Don't get freaked out, but I was talking to my mother about this actually. I was saying to shave or not to shave, to wax or not to wax, to leave 70s natural or not. I'm one of those girls who I get waxed. Pussy, ass crack, underarms, legs, arms. The only place that I want hair is on my head. Nowhere else, okay? I don't give a damn if my pussy looks like I have not reached puberty yet. That's how I want it. And no, I do not shave, because shaving leaves razor bumps, and you don't want that, especially if you're licking on her pussy and you're licking like stubble. You want it to be nice and smooth. Also, men and my lesbian women, don't only think that her pussy is the only place that you need to stimulate. Just like I said in my other video for you guys, for dick sucking, the dick is not the only thing you want to focus on. It's other parts of her, just like it's other parts of him, okay? Bite her inner thigh, lick the top of her pussy, kiss her entire pussy, have her lay on her back, and you reach up and you grab her titties and you massage her tits and, you know, twist her nipples gently, insert some fingers inside of her, talk dirty to her, spit on that pussy. I love that. You spit on her pussy, loudly moan, say when you're eating her pussy. Those are things that are going to be a surefire way to not only give her goosebumps, but to make her come. Honest to God, right now, after I just said that, that should just send chills through my entire body, and her pussy just literally jumped, like it just pulsated, and I feel horny as fuck right now, like super horny. But you know what, I'm gonna save that for the man in my life and just fuck his brains out. But anyway, back to eating pussy the proper way. I am an avid hater of using food. Like, I hate that. To me, it's just an unnecessary mess, unnecessary cleanup, and it takes away from you and your gift and your mouth and you making her come by using that tongue of yours and all of you guys' mouth. So, I don't use that. No ice, no chocolate, honey, fruits, none of that. Okay? Use what you were born with. Period. Listen, I'm gonna reiterate this again. Do not be afraid to talk dirty. That is a part of sex. And if you aren't able to do it, it's not something that just comes overnight like that. It doesn't come like that. You have to work on it. It's something that you have to work on and build up. Listen, if you'd rather her be blindfolded so she's not looking at you while you're talking, or, you know, something like that, do it. Another thing, never eat pussy in the dark. Always have the lights on. I always keep the lights on, even in sex, especially in the daytime. But if it's in the nighttime, I make sure that the lights are completely on. I remove all the shades. I turn on everything because I want you to see everything. I want you to see the pretty pinkness on the inside of my pussy. I want you to see the juices drip out. That's what you should want. Enjoy eating pussy, because if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it right. Period. All right, people? So once again, eat that pussy. Lick that clit the proper way. Spit on it. Make noises. Make noises. Like, this. I love doing this to you. Like, tell me if this feels good. Do that. No teeth. Don't forget, her inside of her pussy is not the only place you stimulate. Stimulate her titties. Bite on the inside of her thighs. Lick her entire pussy. The entire pussy. The top of it, the sides of it, everything. Use your fingers. Put those fingers in that pussy. Use a vibrator. A little finger bullet. Ladies, while he's licking your clit, have him move his tongue over a bit and you take one finger. If you have a bigger clit than others, use two fingers and you rub it while he's licking your clit fast. And I guarantee you, you're gonna come. If you're a squirter, let your man or your woman know in advance. That way they won't be surprisingly squirt in their face. They may think that it's pee, but if you explain it to them beforehand, none of that and all of that will be avoided. So those simple things will help you with making your girl come. Then when you fuck, you know, if she's a type of girl that comes more than once, like moi, then you just have to make her come one more time and then you're free to come. You know, sex doesn't have to be 2 or 3 hours. I feel like the longest part in sex is the foreplay. So once again, leave a comment, follow me, it doesn't matter what your comment says. Drop me an email if you have a question, if you have a topic that you want me to discuss, if you want me to redo the way I'm doing the podcast, if you want this to be a certain type of podcast, let me know, because I'm here to please you guys, just like I'm here to help you please. So drop me an email at asksex1989@yahoo.com. Follow me, please. It doesn't matter if it's 2 people. Follow, leave a comment. And until then, always have a sexual appetite and be willing to please.